This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank, and this is a Channel Seed growing season update. And we are joined today by Len Smith. Len is a sales agronomist, and you cover North Central Indiana. Len, first of all, tell us kind of specifically where in North Central Indiana your territory is.
Yeah, so I would say, you know, kind of that Rochester to Bluffton corridor is, you know, main area of my focus.
As we take a look at how the crop is progressing, it certainly was varied as far as planting season. And I think, Len, it's also been a little bit variable as to how the crop is progressing, although it seems as though we're seeing more and more areas where things have really taken off.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, that pretty well sets the tone for what we're seeing here in North Central Indiana. You know, stuff was planted early, is pretty well into development stages, and stuff that got planted, you know, a month, month and a half later is still trying to catch up. So as a whole, though, I think there's a really nice crop out here.
Let's talk about the corn crop first of all, and then we'll get a little bit more specific into soybeans. What are the stages in that corn crop that you're seeing?
Well, I know first of last week, I was able to walk some fields that were just starting to throw tassel, you know, work into this week. And, you know, I would say in the next 5 to 10 days, there's going to be a lot of fields that are going to be full tassel, which, you know, with the heat that we've had, you know, GDUs are going to grow rapidly. We're going to have a lot of development in this crop, just with everything that's, you know, kind of set itself up. You know, we've had some moisture. Now, obviously, we've got the heat. So, yeah, I would say as a whole, corn looks pretty good. You know, there's not a lot of concern I've got out there right now. So,
but you could use a drink.
Yes, could use a drink. You know, I think, you know, we get these 100+ heat indexes. You know, the corn doesn't do anything past 86 degrees as far as GDU accumulation. And so, you know, this week, I would rather have it this week than I would next week, or once we really get a large portion of this crop into tassel. And I think it sounds like it's favorable this weekend for a rain shower, a couple chances, actually.
You mentioned not being too terribly concerned about what's out in the fields, but let's turn to disease. Tar spot, we know, is in the state. How about you? Have you spotted some yourself?
Yeah, so I think, Purdue, June 12th, may be wrong, but I believe they confirmed tar spot in Indiana. I've only been in two fields that have had it, thankfully, but, you know, with the weather that we've gotten, this high humidity, foggy mornings, we had one, earlier this week. And, you know, the expectation needs to be set that, you know, we're going to have disease. It's just when it's going to hit. Kind of tying back into the planting side of things, timing is going to be really critical. You know, knowing your stages, and scouting, you know, kind of field by field instead of what the whole county's doing. That way, you know, from a timing standpoint, we're able to get application of fungicide, you know, Dalaro complete at the right time.
Okay, let's move over to soybeans. And how far along are we there? What do you see out in those fields?
Beans, I've seen kind of anywhere from R1 to R3. There's a handful of fields that, again, you know, planted them into May, 1st of June, that are just trying to close the row. So, you know, again, pretty wide variance in growth stages. But as a whole, you know, the stuff that was planted early looks really, really nice. We get into the next, same thing, we get into next week, we get a couple of rain showers, the soybean crop's going to change dramatically.
Good to hear, and hopefully we do get that rain. Management decisions to consider. You mentioned the fungicide applications. Where are most farmers in their plans for making that application? Are they ready to go?
I would say it's kind of a mixed bag. Most of the guys that historically put fungicide on, they've already got it. They've got their appointments with airplanes or co-ops or even drones trying to get an application. You know, the guys that are, you know, kind of on the fence, what I, you know, my biggest suggestion there is just scout your fields. You know, if you have a hybrid that's not necessarily susceptible to some of these diseases we've got, you know, maybe roll the dice on that. But if you've got a hybrid that, you know, traditionally gets gray, northern, or especially tar spot, you know, I would definitely be scouting your fields. You know, the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, that's going to be pretty pivotal as far as getting a application put on.
It's a Channel Seed Growing Season update, and Len Smith, sales agronomist, is with us. It seems to me as though in your part of Indiana, we have good potential for a great harvest. Obviously, it depends on weather, and as far as weather, we could sure use some water any time now, but beyond that, potential appears to be good.
Yeah, I would say potential appears to be good. I think the expectation needs to be set, though, that it may be a long harvest. I mean, you've got such a variance in growth stages, stuff like that. I think that, you know, the early planted stuff is going to come off just, you know, as usual. If we get the heat throughout the rest of July and into August to finish this crop out, I think guys hopefully won't have wet corn, and it'll be a dry corn fall like we've had in the last couple of years.
Continued best wishes for a really good growing season the rest of the way. Len Smith with Bayer. We appreciate it, Len. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.